KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. Any interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagTube portion will be postponed a bit while we have the SwapNet portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RagTube, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks use the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. We'll go through those first. First, I'd like to say good evening to my sweet bride, K3JOY. That's Miss Joyce. She's sitting in the other room talking to our son, Anthony, KI4DGY, up in Charlotte. And then we have W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, N4IEI, Miss Isla, up in Traveler's Rest. And W2AMD, Mr. Andrew in Simpsonville. And K4XMR, Mr. Mail in Prosperity. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda. They're down in Piedmont. And N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony in Asheville. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy at Table Rock. And KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack over in Greenville. And KI4KCX, that's Mr. Jerry, he's in Gray Court. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat in Malden. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John in Brown Summit. And KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim, he's in Pelzer. And KO4CEF, Mr. Andrew in Inman. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here at Easley. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy, he's over in Taylor's. And KQ4FRY, that's Miss Rhonda in KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben in Simpsonville. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-check-in function of the repeater. Hope all of y'all are doing well, and hope y'all are staying warm and staying dry. Let's see if we have any Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Nothing heard there. We'll go to the RF portion in the Mike through Papa group, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in. KG4MUK, Kilo Golf 4, Mike Uniform Kilo, Wayne over in Powdersville. And I'll have one item for the swap net.
4DUS. Hello, Gary. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Sensville. I'll be negative and negative.
Control, please check in Kilo Echo 4, Charlie, X-ray, Juliet, Bob in Tocoa.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening, KG4MUK. That's Mr. Wayne down in Powdersville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Wayne. Be back to you in just a little bit to get your item for the swap net. And KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. And KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you're doing well. And KE4CXJ, that's Mr. Bob down in Tocoa. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bob. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Then Kilo Foxtrot 4, November, X-ray, Yankee, David, and my wife, Marie, Alpha, Foxtrot 4, Sierra, X-ray. We're in southern Greenville County, down here around Possum Kingdom. And we enjoyed meeting you at the Winter Field Day. So have a good evening over that way and hope to see you again soon.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to KF4NXY, Mr. David, and his sweet bride, AF4SX, Miss Marie. They're down there in Possum Kingdom. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, David. Tell Miss Marie we said hello. David, tell Marie that black walnut pound cake was absolutely fantastic. I really enjoyed that. Enjoyed meeting you, and hope y'all are doing well down there in Possum Kingdom. Let's go up here and try Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. I was monkeying with my settings there. Just got this thing set up on this tablet. Please check in KB0, KBJ, Steve up in South Dakota. No traffic. I'll be here for a comment.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to KB0KBJ, Mr. Steve up there in South Dakota. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Steve. Tell Miss Megan and all the rest of the children we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Let's go back over to the RF check-ins and the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary, please check in KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I will be negative and negative.
DOS. Whiskey 4, Tango Oscar Alpha. Grant, up here in Cedar Mountain, North Carolina. Gary, you're doing a good job tonight. Appreciate it. Hope everyone has a good night.
4DOS. In Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray, this is Jim in Dacusville, and I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KO4QLG. That's my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. And Chris, that stuff came from Harry and David's. Looked that up on Google, and that's where it came from. Thought I'd let you know. I forgot about that. I told you I'd let you know where it came from, and that's where it did. But I hope you're doing well there, young man. I'd also like to say good evening to W4TOA, Mr. Grant, up there in Cedar Mountain, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Grant. Hope you're doing well. And KO4RAX, Mr. Jim, over there in Dacusville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. Gary? Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW, Richard and Greenville. No traffic, no round table.
K4ROW, Mr. Richard over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well there, young man. Let's try Echo Link stations again. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hey Gary. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself over the net. Traffic no round table, and do tell me, and do Gary tell me story hello.
SKI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and Joy said to tell you hello right back. She's in the other room, but she heard you checking in. She said to tell you hello. Hope y'all are doing well, and appreciate you being with us tonight. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Jump on Echo Link. If you don't have audio capability, shoot me a text message. I'd love to get you into the log tonight. But if you do have audio, go ahead and call me. Well, maybe old Gus over on Echo Link will come in there and give us a call here in a minute or check in via text message. We'd love to get him in the log. In the meantime, we'll go up in the alphabet to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KIPS.
KI4DOS. 4 Zulu, Victor, Mike, ZVM, Dan, and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative tonight, Gary.
AOS. And everyone, please check in and out. KI4, ZLW Randy, KJ4, CRL Linda, in Asheville.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4 XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, you and Ms. Joy and everyone on that.
Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Thanks for calling on that, Gary.
T4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
DOS. Kilo Oscar 4. Yankee Hotel Yankee. Name is Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
K4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KB4ZVM, Mr. Dan over there in Greer. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Dan. Hope you're doing well. And KI4VLW, that's Mr. Randy and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy, he's down in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Scott. Tell Mary and Mary we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And W4WOZ, Mr. Rod, over in the land was. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well. There's not a negative bone in your body there, young man. You take care. And KO4YHY, Mr. Jim. He's over there in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations out. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
Kilo, Oscar 4, Yankee Kilo Tango. KO4YKT. Mark and Inman, I'll be negative and negative.
KI-4-DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you'd like to say good evening, KO4YKT. Mr. Mark over in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. Hope you're doing well. Let's try that EchoLink station again. EchoLink station only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel, Gus in Southwest Florida, negative and negative.
And now we'd like to say good evening to AA4GH, Mr. Gus, down there in Southwest Florida tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gus. Hope you're doing well. Hope all the weather's fine down there in Florida. Y'all take care. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night. Net starts at 9 o'clock, and you're always welcome. All righty, let's see here. Let's move up in the alphabet now in the RF section through the Alpha through Delta, Group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. Please check in KN4DBQ, that's Kilo November 4, Delta Bravo, Quebec, Miss Nancy. And also please check in myself, Kilo 9, Oscar Hotel, K9OH, Billy. We're both at...
Check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO, Doug in Walhalla. Negative and negative. Hope everybody's having a great evening.
KI-4-DOS. Good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Julia Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave in Greer, negative and negative.
4-DOS. Please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, AN4CHY. Houston benefits no traffic, no comment.
DOS. Please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
For DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Mike for Bravo Lima Hotel. KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
DLS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Roland in Pickens, negative and negative, and a very great evening to all.
K4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KN4DBQ. That's Miss Nancy. And K9OH, Mr. Billy, down there in Anderson. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Billy. Tell Miss Nancy we said hello, and I hope y'all are doing well down there in Anderson. And N4AHO, Mr. Doug, he's down in Walhalla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Doug. Hope you're doing well. And W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. There, Miss Amy, we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KN4CHY, Mr. Keith, down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Hope you're doing well. You won the door prize, Keith. You made number 50 on the log tonight. Hope you're doing well. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry. He's in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. Hope you're doing well. And K1CJW, Mr. Roland, over there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Roland. Hope you're doing well there, young man. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS. On up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
In Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO 4, HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And Gary, I will be in and out tonight, and thank you for calling Annette. And tell Miss Julie we say hello.
Good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4EXP, please forgive me if I mispronounce it. Marcielle up in North Carolina, is that right? Appreciate you checking in with us. I got you in the log. Thanks for being with us. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night. Net starts at 9, a different net controller each night. Let's try Echo Link Stations again. Echo Link Stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Barry dropped out on me. Maybe he'll come back in a minute. Let's see here. Where were we? Hotel E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZ and Harry in Chandler, North Carolina, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KC4EZN. Mr. Harry up there in Chandler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. That Echo Link station came back up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, Gary, please check in KC4SKD, Larry, and KG4AHS, Rhonda. Sorry I dropped off while ago. I pushed the wrong button. But anyway, we're in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thank you for calling the net. Sorry I'm late. Please check in Kilo Alpha 3. Juliet, Charlie Alpha, KA3JCA, Richard. Bring along Miss Sally, KA4JCA, Kilo Alpha 4, Juliet, Charlie Alpha. And Miss Ashley, Kilo Alpha 4, Alpha Charlie Lima, KA4ACL from Simpsonville. All negative and negative.
4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry over here in Easley. And he brings along his sweet bride, KG4AHS. Miss Rhonda, appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KA3JCA, that's Mr. Richard. And his sweet bride, KA4JCA, that's Miss Sally. And their daughter, KA4ACL, Miss Ashley. They're all down in Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Richard. Tell Sally and Ashley we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. All righty, let's see here. Let's go up to the patient group now for Wednesday night. The India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, and I'm up on this mountain here in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be where I'll be negative and negative, say 73s for each one of you.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Kilo Hotel, John, and Horseshoe. And I'll be negative and negative. However, I will help you clean up your log. K4EXP in Saluda. His name is Marciano. Over.
DOS. November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike. Jerry in Campobello. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. KE4IR. Steve in Inman. I'll be negative and negative.
Yes? Jerry, hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See you in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening. It's all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
TOS. Jerry, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, but I'll stick around for the spot net.
For DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
U.S. Kilo 2, Lima X-ray Delta, Marsh on Callahan Mountain. Negative and negative, but we'll hang around for the swap bed.
K4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Hope you're doing well. And K4JKH, Mr. John, up there in Horseshoe. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you're doing well, and thanks for cleaning up my log there. Marciano, I got it that corrected, and you take care. Thanks for letting me know there, John. And the next one up is N4JBM. That's Mr. Jerry. He's over in Campobello. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. And KE4IR, Mr. Steve. He's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hope you're doing well. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid, up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope she's doing well. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K2LXD, Mr. Marsh, up there in Callahan Mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Marsh. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo Radio 8, Mike Radio, KR8MR, Steve in Taylors. No traffic.
Say good evening to KR8MR, Mr. Steve over there in Taylors. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hope you're doing well. I got you down for some comments. Be back to you in just a little while. Let's open it up to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS.
Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, Robert, down here in Lower Lawrence County. I'm up to no good tonight. Neither am I up to any traffic, but I will be listening to the swap and shop with intense anticipation. 73s to everyone.
U.S. Miss Joy in the net. Please check in. N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane. I'm in Cleveland. No traffic, no table tonight.
U.S. Sounds like you got a good net going as usual. I always look forward to the Wednesday night swap net. If you would, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike. Location is at home in Simpsonville tonight. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everyone on net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KD4SRR, Mr. Robert, down there in Lower Lawrence County, down there around Joanna. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. Hope you're doing well. And N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, at home up there in Cleveland tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Hope you're doing well. And AK4HR, Mr. Mike, he's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. We got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. We're our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. I have one gentleman with item for the swap net. We'll grab him, and then we'll see if there's any others. KG4MUK, Mr. Wayne, what have you got for the swap net tonight there, young man?
EOS and net. Good evening, everyone. KG4MUK here. I've got a Cushcraft R9 9-band vertical antenna that works 80, 40, 30, 20, 17, 15, 12, 10, and 6 meters. The antenna is up. The antenna is operational and working absolutely perfect. I'm asking 7 for it. The number is 864-903-2664. I say again, it's 864-903-2664.
Wayne, you have for sale a Cushcraft R9. That's a 9-band vertical antenna. It is up at this present time and working, and you would like $700 for it, correct so far?
Correct, because I've already done the headache part of putting it together and getting the SWR ranges within specs. The reason why I'm selling it, just so anyone who's listening is aware why, is because of the smart amp I have, the 1306, does not like to see and will not operate on anything that has an SWR ratio of 1.5 or higher. And I got two bands on that antenna that has a 1.6, so I can't even operate my amplifier on that antenna just for that simple reason. As much as I hate to do it, and I've tested and had it tested, and just nothing I can do on my end, and that's the reason why.
Done the hard work, putting it together and getting it resonant. I've got an R7 here, and I tell you what, it took some time to get everything set up and get it tuned in. So I understand what you're talking about. But anyway, sorry your amplifier won't work with it. But it's a Cushcraft R9 9-band vertical, and you would like $700 for it. And the folks can reach you at 864-903-2664, correct?
That is affirmative. Absolutely. That's it. That's all I have.
Does anyone need any feels on this Cushcraft R9 that Wayne just listed? Right now, Wayne, but we'll run this for a few weeks. I'll put it on the Blue Ridge webpage, probably either tonight or in the morning, and it'll be on the SwapNet page on the website. But thanks for listing it with us. If you don't mind, let me know, that way I can keep my book straight on this end. Do we have anyone else with anything else they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, this is KE4CXJ from Tocoa. I put in the 1,000-watt Megatron. I have got that sold last week, and the Kenwood HF440. If you could take that off, I appreciate it.
You've sold the Kenwood TS440 and the Meritron AL80B. You still got the 450, right?
That's affirmative.
We'll take those two items off, and we'll leave the other one on there for the time being. Hope you're doing well, and thanks for letting me know.
Thanks. 73.
So with anything I need to add or they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the swap net book, call KI4DOS. If we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start the reading of the swap net book, call KI4DOS.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, heading Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
IO4DOS. Please check in,
Jeff. Doubt on me there, young man. I didn't get your call. I think I know it, but give me your call one more time.
Again, having microphone problems here, I guess. Kilo 4, Juliet Delta. Joe and Greer, I'll be in and out this evening. Sorry about that. I'll work on it later this evening.
Hey, Joe. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net would like to say good evening to WD8RON. That's Mr. Ed up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JD, Mr. Joe over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Joe, I have microphone problems all the time. Sometimes my battery goes dead and I don't know it until somebody hollers at me. But I hope you get that all straightened out. Thanks for being here. All righty, it's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item up on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Japan Radio Corporation JST-245. That's an HF transceiver, 160 through 6 meters. Has the built-in automatic antenna tuner, 150-watt output, and he would like $1,600 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Them up is for sale. It's a Heathkit Z1000. It covers 160 through 10 meters. It's HF amplifier, has new power supply, has new tubes in it. He said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a four-element step IR beam antenna. It covers 6 through, has new motors and gears, has new brackets, has the SD100 controller, and 100 feet of control cable. He said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fields? The item up is for sale. It's a Cushcraft, it's a two-element 40-meter model band beam. He would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Last item we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-450, and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? To conclude the reading of the swap net book tonight, appreciate all you fine folks that stay around and listen to the reading of the swap net book. Those that removed items, I really appreciate that. That helps me keep my book straight up on this end. Those that listed items, we will run those for a few weeks. When you sell these items or whatnot, you let me know, and that way I can keep my book straight that way. All righty, let's see here. Let's call for any other check-ins before we start to rag to you. Call KI4DOS. Clean, shiny, dry stump tonight is Mr. Steve, KB0KBJ, up there in South Dakota. Steve, what have you and Miss Megan and all the children been up to?
Evening, Gary. Been trying to keep warm pretty much. It got up to 18 or so today. Sunshiny. This was in the latter half of the day. But I didn't think it would get up there this morning when I woke up. And then it got colder. It was about 5, and then it went down to 0. And, boy, it just, I don't think it's going to make it, you know, but it did. Make it up to relatively warm. So, that's how that day, today went. Yesterday was, oh, I think it was colder, and the day before that was colder. We had, I seen 16 below zero Monday morning at the bottom of a river valley. So tomorrow is supposed to be colder than today, and then Friday the same, and then I guess by Saturday we might get up to thawing, which will seem like a heat wave. So that won't be too bad.
Well, you know, Steve, there's not many places that you go or you talk to that says if it gets up to freezing, you're having a heat wave. I tell you, my goodness, 16 below, that is cold any way you look at it. It hasn't been down to 18. I don't think it's been to 18 here yet. It got down in the 20s, but I don't think it's gotten down to 18, down in the teens yet here at the house. And it's 45 degrees right now here, Steve. Here at the house, it's 45 degrees. We've had pretty nice weather, relatively warm, above average for the winter so far. Hadn't really got down there. I think tomorrow either Thursday or Friday or Saturday is supposed to, the high is supposed to be about 45 degrees. So, that would be a heat wave for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that certainly would. It has happened, but not so much around the eastern side of the state here. Yeah, it's been kind of since about the middle of December when we had our big ice snowstorm blizzard thing going on for about 2 weeks. That snow hasn't melted. It's just been blowing around and causing havoc on the road. We had a couple of weeks in January of frost on the trees and stuff, just hanging out on the trees, blowing frost. Yeah, just slick roads from the frost, fog, whatever you want to call it. And the last few days this week, or in general, have been all right. It's just been cold, but when it starts messing with, you're driving at 65 and setting the cruise, that's just kind of pain. It would be warm to be at 45. Last year, we went out to the Rapid City, that's in the west end of the Black Hills, Rapid City Stock Show and Rodeo. They generally have these farm shows, they'll have one in Watertown, but it's more of an ag culture here, ag farming. So in the west end of the state, for ranching. So I decided to go check that out. We went out there last year, and man, was it nice. I mean, 45, 50, up in the Black Hills, no snow. I think we might have walked in a quarter inch of snow behind on some hiking path. Went to the Stock Show and Rodeo, which is the second biggest event in the state besides Sturge Bike Rally. And it goes on for a couple weeks. It's kind of spread out and stuff, heavy. My daughter Evie, she did some mutton busting. That was kind of fun. But we kind of seen what we seen, and so we went off and said, yeah, okay, this is kind of what it is. So we went off and went on roaming around the hills. Boy, was it nice. I know a couple who's going out there, I think this coming weekend, and it's supposed to be again in the 40s, 50s, sunshiny. You could do some driving around out in the hills on the four-wheelie path, and we did that with our minivan. See these guys with their jacked-up trucks and stuff going down these really rough, they're rough roads. I mean, we're talking boulders and stuff, sticking up 4 inches. Well, I just took the minivan down there, too. I get some there laughing. But anyhow, we had a good time out there. That was nice. Not many people. Most of all the tourist attractions are closed, so you don't have to do that. So you just spend a lot of time outside, and it's really quite nice.
Well, Steve, that sounds absolutely amazing. I would love to get up there and go to one of those things. But you mean you go from where you live up to the Black Hills and the temperature goes up and there's no snow up there? Did I understand that correctly?
Yeah, that's how it is. They sit at about an average of 3,000 feet. We sit at 1,700 here. You'll drop down as you go down the Missouri River, and then you go gradually climb back up to about 3,000 feet. And when you're up there atop Terry Peak and such, you can get up, you know, highest road I know you can drive out there is about, well, highest point is up to 7,000. And, but you can't drive to the top of that. You probably can drive 500 feet shy of that up, well, it's up the backside of the ski hill. Terry Peak, yeah, that's what it's called. So, yeah, it was real nice up there. In fact, it's interesting. Hill City, which is up in the mountains, versus Rapid City, which is on the edge down lower. It was warmer up in Hill City than it was in Rapid City. But, yeah, it does get warmer out there. Typically, they're probably warmer. They probably see 40s pretty common out there. So there's not much snow, really. It's probably 10 to 15 degrees warmer than we are here on average.
Well, you know, Steve, that's kind of amazing. It really is that you go up in altitude like that and, you know, it gets a little warmer. I remember back years ago, you probably remember the guy. His name was Charlie. Lived up there in Asheville. And he used to get on the radio and say it was hot in Asheville. And it would be cooler up there than it is here. And I asked him why he thought it was hotter up there. And he says, because they're higher than we are, and they're closer to the sun. I don't know if you remember him or not.
Yeah, I think it's Charles Porter, wasn't it? He was like his hot sauce.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, I remember him for a few different things. Hot sauce, kind of jam yogurt, and his last transmissions on the repeater or on the radio. But yeah. Well, I used to think that when I was a kid about being near the sun.
Well, you know, that's the way it is. We have to come up with something to keep our sanity, maybe. Or maybe make people think we're insane, maybe. I don't know what it is. But anyway, man, I'd love to get up there and go to that, the rodeos and things like that. They have those in the summertime, though, right? Steve dropped off Echo Link. We'll have to come back to him in a minute, maybe, if he comes back on here. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Go up here to another Steve, KR8MR, Mr. Steve over in Taylor. Steve, what have you been up to today there, young man? Where the other Steve went, I got both my Steves have gone. And that's all I had for Rag Chew. Is there any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
MR Steve and Taylor's. I'm sorry, I don't really have any traffic around the house all day today. I've been watching some of the stuff on the satellites relating to that trial going on down there. Other than that, I haven't really been doing much today. Rich helped me with my digital radio again. I'm going to have to start checking out some of these Bridgecom classes that I paid for, and or just try to get familiar with the radio. It's there's a lot to learn on these things. Anyway, no, I really don't have any traffic. Everybody 73 KRA tomorrow.
Steve, well, I hope you luck. Wish you a lot of luck with your DMR radios and stuff. I haven't gotten into that. My wife done fussed at me a little bit. She said, you've got so many radios in there now, you don't know what to do with them. She said, besides, you can't talk on them but one at a time. And I'm glad Richard's been able to help you with it. And, you know, somebody's got to get in there and get their feet wet, and then they can teach the rest of us, I guess. But thanks for coming back to me, Steve. You have a great evening, what's left of it, a wonderful day tomorrow, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a minute. That's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Mr. Steve up in South Dakota, KB0KBJ. You dropped out on me, Steve. What happened?
Thank you, Gary, KF4 DOS, KB0, KBJ. I went to looking at the weather out in Hill City, South Dakota, while talking on the tablet at the same time, and I don't know what where'd I drop out at.
Asking you if those rodeos up there were in the summertime.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all. I was saying Hill City, South Dakota, which sits in the center of the Black Hills, after winning week, and they're in 23 degrees now, 18 tonight, and I think up in the 30s tomorrow, 48 on Saturday, and then it was a mixture of upper 30s and lower 40s for the rest of the upcoming week. So, that's not bad. I don't know of any. Yeah, I suppose they have some rodeos in the summer. Yeah, we got them here. We got the Crystal Springs Rodeo. It's quite well known. That's in Clear Lake here. That's one of the bigger ones. I guess they must have rodeos out that way, too. I know there's... they got, like, a rodeo every night. In Gray something, Wyoming, which is just sits east of Yellowstone National Park. Every night they got a rodeo there. It's, or is it every weekend? It's quite often, though. Every night, that does seem often, but, yeah, they got their rodeos and whatnot, but they also hold them stock show and rodeo out there in the Black Hills in January, so. Yeah, it's the way it is. It's not bad weather sometimes, but it can be cold, too.
I just said the Hill City up there, I believe it was Hill City, was in the 30s and 40s. How far north of you is that, Steve?
That's not north. That's west out there in the Black Hills.
I got disoriented there for a minute. But anyway... according to the weather map here, all that area up there is in the blues and the purples and stuff, where it's cold weather. And you know, it is what it is, but that's the way it goes. Megan hadn't been out there running in that sub-zero temperatures, has she?
On general, let's say it takes, like, getting before, yeah, Megan has, she kind of quits running when it gets down below zero, but, yeah, she puts some ice spikes on and just tears up the snow. You know, we got our snow-packed streets, ice, you know, I've been wearing them things, you know, cleats on the bottom, put them on the bottom of your boots, and it just keeps things from slipping, you know. It's nice. Yeah, she's been just shredding the snow, as they say. Shredding the pow. You know, the pow. All that pow. Packed pow is what we got. More like ice. Ice pavement. I got irritated the other day. I was like, man, I just can never step on the gas without spinning the tires. Just spins and spin. You just got to take it so easy because you got, you know, you're driving on snow. Packed snow. And so you hit the main drag, which had some... Well, it's dry, dry tar, you know, and just laid into it, and I actually heard the minivan's tires squeak a little bit. I was like, woo-hoo! It's got 213,000 miles on it. So, anyhow. Yeah, the Black Hills, you know, let's say in general, it takes me, I'm going to go down the interstate. It's longer to go down the interstate for me to get to the Black Hills than Rapid City. But it's 80 mile an hour, so, you know, take that or 65 mile an hour the straight route. It's probably about the same either way. Just longer distance. If I go south to Sioux Falls down the interstate, you know, you're looking at about an hour and 20 minutes to Sioux Falls, take a right, and then you're probably looking at about 5 hours. So we're looking at about 6.5-7 hours, I'd say, to get to Rapid City. And then once you get to Rapid City, up to Hill City, Yeah, it's probably about a 45-minute drive, and that's how more on two-laners, you know, so. That's your question, Gary, over.